In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Time to talk movies on Downtown. Let's Pass the Popcorn. Brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema 10. 557 Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Alan Adams from The Main Edge here with us. Good Monday, Mr. Adams.
And a good Monday to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice to see you.
Good time Friday night. Gosh, we had fun at
it was a lot of fun.
Show. Jeez. Carrie was there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a really good time. I was pleasantly surprised. The summertime shows tend to be a little lighter in terms of attendance, but we had a really good crowd, especially considering that it was the first night of the Folk Festival.
Oh, yeah, huge turnout, a blast the other night. And Focus Group's next show, you want to plan ahead because it's one of our favorites every year, coming up on September 29th, and it's our annual fundraiser for a cause that we believe in so very much.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for the folks at the Bangor Humane Society. For the past few years, we've been doing a show basically the night before their Paws on Parade fundraiser. And it's been a really wonderful time, an opportunity to kind of put out the word of all the good work that the folks at the Humane Society do, and for us to raise a little money and give back, because so many of us in the group have been, really impacted by, rescue animals like, dogs and cats are key components of our lives. Mm. And so the opportunity to help such a great organization do right by these animals, I think, like, we've always embraced it. Like, we always have a really good time, and who knows, there might be a dog or cat participating in the show. It's been known to happen in the past.
I sure hope so. Just a tease, but in the weeks ahead there will be some exciting news about the Focus
that's
group.
true. We're not going to go into the specifics just yet, but suffice it to say, there are some changes coming, and I think very positive ones. So we'll leave it at that, and people can await with eager anticipation.
Yeah. All right. You saw a couple of movies this weekend: Wind River and Birth of a Dragon. Where do you want to begin?
We can start with Birth of the Dragon. But I've insisted on calling it Birth of a Dragon. It's actually Birth of the Dragon. I have some editing to do when I go home. Birth of the Dragon, I guess you'd call it a biopic. It's based on an article from a specialty karate magazine back in 1980 called Bruce Lee's Toughest Fight. Essentially, the basic story is it's the story of this, this fight that took place between Bruce Lee and a Shaolin monk by the name of Wong Jack Man, back in 1964. At the time, Lee was just kind of starting out in San Francisco, like building his dojo. He was teaching kung fu to Westerners, and there were a lot of folks, traditionalists back in Hong Kong and China, who were less than thrilled by that notion, who very much wanted to keep kung fu a very insular kind of discipline. Wong Jack Man was a Shaolin kung fu master who wound up coming to San Francisco for other reasons, namely that he was overwhelmed with pride in a demonstration match against a Tai Chi master and almost killed the guy. And so to do penance, he came to America to get a job basically washing dishes until his soul was cleansed, because that was the sort of thing that Shaolin monks did, apparently. You've got that sort of, East versus West kind of dichotomy. One of Bruce Lee's primary students, a gentleman called Stephen McKee, who was not at all intended to be a representative of Steve McQueen, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. He meets Wong Jack Man and starts to think that maybe the more peaceful, more intellectually driven school of kung fu might be for him, and so he's torn between two masters and he's not sure what to do. And then there's all this random subplot stuff about the Chinese mafia and women needing to be rescued from restaurants in Chinatown, and a lot of nonsense that really I honestly don't know if it was real or not. It feels very much contrived for the purposes of narrative Well, narrative something. Honestly, I think they probably could have just relied on the actual story and made a much better movie. Because in the end, this movie's not all that interesting, which is weird because it's a fascinating story. And as someone who's who's kind of a fan of the kung fu movie genre, especially the work of Bruce Lee, the idea that they somehow managed to make this story kind of boring it's just so foreign to me. Like, I just don't understand how they managed. There are some interesting fight sequences. Obviously, you can't make this movie without having some decent, action choreography. And that stuff is good. The actual fight between Bruce Lee and Wong Jackman is pretty good. It's extended, as you might imagine. And then there's this ridiculous boss fight situation at the end that has them, the two of them, going through a restaurant. Like, they team up in the name of, doing what's right or whatever. Again, I can't imagine this actually happened, but who knows? Things were weird in San Francisco in the early 1960s. Again, it's the sort of movie you tend to get in August. Like, it wasn't going to come out any other time. They slid it into by all accounts is the worst box office weekend in 15 years. And looking at the lineup, I can see why. I would. Had I not been forced to go in the name of doing my job, I probably would have skipped the movie theater this weekend myself.
All right, well, that's one. You saw two. Tell us about Wind River.
Well, Wind River is a different situation because it's actually been out for a couple of weeks now. It went. Its initial release was the beginning of August, August 4th. I think its first release was in like four screens. It's been gradually increasing. In terms of their screening, they finally went into a significantly wider release this weekend. It's written and directed by Taylor Sheridan, who wrote the scripts for Sicario, for Hell and High Water, really just did has this wonderful knack for telling stories about damaged people existing in fairly bleak settings. And this one is, it's more of that same sort of vibe. It's set on a Native American reservation in Wyoming, the Wind River Reservation. Jeremy Renner plays a game warden type, like a tracker hunter, works for the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife, who is enlisted by the folks on the reservation to hunt down some lions that are attacking livestock, mountain lions. And so he goes off into the snow, the blizzardy badlands, to track these lions, and discovers a body that by all accounts could not have gotten to where it is, like literally miles from everywhere. And this is a young lady who's doesn't have any shoes on, just far from anything resembling civilization. And so with this happening on native land, it's FBI jurisdiction, so they have to bring in the FBI. The nearest agent is out of Las Vegas, and is her name's Jane Banner. She's played by Elizabeth Olsen, she immediately realizes that she's utterly out of her depth, like doesn't know how things work on native lands as opposed to in the rest of the country, and so enlists Lambert's help to kind of help solve this mystery, the mysterious, to figure out the circumstances behind this woman's death. But what they both soon find out is that there are a lot of secrets being kept by these people. And there's a lot of pain, and some of that is very public pain. Lambert has some tragedy in his the background of his family's life, but then some of that pain is very, very secret and hidden in the shadows. And this investigation threatens to pull some of that out. And so there are people who aren't necessarily that interested in letting anyone find out the truth. And so they're really struggling against not only the people who committed these crimes, but others who have, less opaque, or more opaque, I guess, motivations. So, yeah, it's a fascinating film. It's pretty dark, as you might imagine. The performances are excellent. Jeremy Renner's great. I refer to him as a not quite a movie star. He's one of these guys, like he has a knack for picking really interesting projects to go in between his CGI explosion blockbusters. You know, I mean, he's in the Avengers movies. He's done that, the Bourne stuff and all that. But he also really has a commitment to his craft, I think, that not a lot of actors necessarily have. And so it's really nice to see him doing work on a movie like this. Elizabeth Olsen, she's okay. Like she's maybe a little bit out of her depth, I think, just in terms of what's required of her in this performance. I'm not saying that she's bad by any stretch of the imagination. It's just one of those things where I don't think she quite measures up to the work being put forth by Jeremy Renner. Taylor Sheridan is an incredible talent. It's funny to think about, because up until a couple of years ago, he was basically a working actor, a kind of, oh, hey, it's that guy kind of actor, mm-hmm. who's done a couple of things. And then, you know, he wrote Sicario, he wrote Hell or High Water. And now, you know, it's like, you know, you wrote two screenplays and they have seven Oscar nominations between the movies have seven Oscar noms between the two of them. And so now you're going to direct your own script for the first time. There's a lot of pressure there. I think Sheridan, the director, has a ways to go to catch up with Sheridan, the writer. Not that there's no shame in that. It's not like he does a bad work as far as a director is concerned. I think he would have benefited from having another voice in the room, if that makes mm-hmm. sense, just to shave some of the rough edges off the story that's being told. You know, there are a couple of times where the dialogue gets a little clunky. There are a couple of spots where he seems overly reliant on his admittedly stunning setting, because it's, you know, it's set in the Badlands. So you have a lot of these wide shots where you're seeing this sort of emptiness, and that's great, but you need a little bit more variance, I think, to make sure that the aesthetic is genuinely engaging. That being said, like, this is his first go as a writer-director, and it's a very strong outing. I can only imagine that things are going to just get better from here as far as Taylor Sheridan is concerned.
Right, there you go. The word from Alan Adams on Wind River and Birth of the Dragon.
The Dragon.
Not a dragon. Of course, anytime you want to check out Alan's reviews, a couple of ways to do that. You could, of course, read The Main Edge, as you should,
yes,
every Wednesday when it comes out. And we post Alan's Monday Past the Popcorn segments right on our website, downtownwithrichkimble.com. You simply click right there on the Past the Popcorn link, and they're all there.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of stuff there. And if you backed up on something, like you're like, oh, what's playing at the cinema, like what's coming out on DVD, any of that stuff, like I wonder what Alan thought.
There you go.
I know a lot of people think that.
I do every day. Good luck with your continued cat sitting experience.
Yeah, it's it's been a few days. Things are still a little certain dynamics still need to fall into place in terms of the cat dog dichotomy.
Well, you said that one of the cats took a swing at Stella.
Yeah, like there's two cats. There's Scooby and there's Mine.
Mine?
Yeah, the cat's name is
right,
Mine.
That's trouble already.
Yeah, right. Mine is a very sweet cat. And they have a very solid relationship.
So Scooby's Stella. The one that took a swipe.
Scooby is a stone killer. Like, that's his deal. Like, he's an outdoor cat from down east, so he doesn't screw around. And Stella, bless her heart, doesn't quite understand the deal with cats yet, and so winds up getting a little too close and not picking up the signals that are being thrown off, and then getting tagged in the face.
Oh dear.
We assume she's gonna figure it out. I mean, she would have to at some point, but it's just one of those things where it's like you see the aftermath, and you're just like, oh, that's my baby girl, Scooby. You need to back off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Straighten that out in a hurry.
Right.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Alan. We'll see you Wednesday. It's 5:35. Pass the Popcorn, brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema, Cinema 10, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Film for everyone in the family. You know that.